stumbled, bending like palms in a hurricane until they snapped off their base and started flopping around crazily on the ground. After a few more chaotic seconds, the helicopter roared away and returned to the helipad, leaving all that devastation in its wake. Only the Scottish Pine remained in its place, but it had been stripped of all its walls and stars and other ornaments. Hundreds of meters of Christmas tree lights now hung from the branches in twist clumps, frayed and broken, spitting orange sparks of fire on the ground and into the air. Mickey could no longer contain herself. She screamed, "That idiot." She turned to Albert and ranted, "What is he doing here? Why isn't he on some golf course or at some football game?" Albert guided the drone downward to safety, landing it on a clear patch of pavement in front of the bank. He answered calmly, "I don't know, Miss Myers." Mickey redirected the rant to her producer and her cameraman, making a very unflattering comments about my father as they loaded their gear on a cart. Then they all drove quickly back to the airstrip. I looked around at the demolished square. Everywhere was chaos, a condition rarely seen and never tolerated at the Highlands. Taking advantage of the momentary breakdown in law and order at the lack of adult supervision, Maureen and Pauline Dunham suddenly roared toward Topo and jumped on his back, knocking him down. They turned him over and pinned him to the ground behind one of the small trees. Maureen sat on Hopo's shoulders, immobilizing him, while Pauline reached over and pulled his pump of hair back, exposing his left ear.
Pauline shuddered. Who?
Okay, so it was about how Mickey's dad flew in on his helicopter and, like, all the Christmas lights were strung everywhere, and now they're, like, catching on fire because they've been broken and they're coming with sparks.
What's happening to the helicopter?
It's, like, hovering above all of them while they're standing.
Okay.